Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The American Civil Liberties Union has sued the Boy Scouts 14 times over the past 25 years. The ACLU objects to the Boy Scout oath. On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country and to obey the Scout law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. Now, those policies have been building character in boys for the last 90 years. Character development and value-based leadership training are central to the Boy Scouts' mission. Most Americans think the Boy Scouts are a terrific organization that trains boys to be better citizens. In the most widely publicized court case, Boy Scouts versus Dale, the Supreme Court upheld the right of the Boy Scouts to prevent homosexuals from being Scout leaders. Most parents are happy that the Boy Scouts will not let homosexuals serve as Scout leaders. Despite losing that case, the ACLU has continued to harass the Boy Scouts and try to chase them off all public properties. The ACLU claims the Boy Scout oath violates the First Amendment if recited on any public property. In December 2004, the U.S. Department of Defense caved in to an ACLU lawsuit and agreed to stop sponsoring 400 Boy Scout troops and to warn military bases worldwide not to directly sponsor Boy Scout troops. Then the other shoe dropped. For over two decades, the Boy Scouts have held a quadrennial jamboree on military property in Virginia, attracting 40,000 scouts and 300,000 parents and spectators. A Clinton-appointed judge simply ruled that the Boy Scouts cannot hold their jamborees on government property anymore. The ACLU is now carrying on a campaign to get judges to expel the Boy Scouts from every public school anywhere in the country. Why doesn't Congress hurry up and pass legislation to stop supremacist judges from harming the Boy Scouts?
Are you shocked by judges ruling against the Pledge of Allegiance, the Ten Commandments, and the traditional definition of marriage? For more on the threat to self-government by activist judges and Phyllis Schlafly's new book called The Supremacists, call 1-800-726-8096. That's 1-800-726-8096. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contacts experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger and, much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Gary Brownfield Show, starring Gary Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who received most of his education by associating with people smarter than he is, Gary Brownfield.
Hello there, Gary Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. When it comes to common sense, I tell you, I worry about Washington, D.C. and what goes on under that big Capitol dome. Now, they're trying to revitalize the Endangered Species Act. In fact, the Pombo bill passed the House. I don't think that's any real... I'm concerned about this bill. First of all, let's realize the Endangered Species Act, that had a sunset clause in it, and it's been expired for years. I mean, a lot of years. I can't remember how many years ago the thing expired. 6, 7, 8 years ago, something like that, maybe. Anyhow, we don't need it. We got along fine without it. And now they're coming back with the Pombo bill, which looks like, at least, it would be better than what we had. But what we had was terrible, and anything you try to do to something terrible is not going to fix it very much. Now, the Pombo bill passed by a vote of 229 to 193, so that was 36 votes. I gave Jim Beers a call this morning and couldn't get him on the air. He's busy. He is going after the squirrels today. He said he was going squirrel hunting, and he didn't have time to do something serious like involve a couple hours here talking to me. Now, if he was here, I could take him squirrel hunting, and we could do the show and go squirrel hunting all at the same time. But anyway, Jim, his final comment to me was this. He said, until we repeal the entire thing and get the Fish and Wildlife Service out of the picture and put this all back into state hands, give the state's authority over all fish and wildlife and plants and this sort of thing, he says, we're not going to accomplish anything except more of what we've had. Now, let's realize here on this Endangered Species Act, and like I said, it did pass the House. And there's some good stuff, it sounds like there's some good stuff in this bill. It passed the House by 36 votes. But they were looking for a much bigger margin than that. Anyway, this bill would do away with designations such as critical habitat that limit what the Army Corps of Engineers and other federal agencies can do on land with protected species. It would remove controls on pesticide use that could threaten creatures and give political appointees more authority to decide the science used in making decisions on protecting animals and plants. Now, there's a lot of words in here I don't know about. Political appointees. What is a political appointee? Is that somebody that we don't vote for? So they'd be a political hack, right? That's what we call them out here in the country. In other words, the governor can appoint anybody he wants to, and then he does whatever the governor says or he loses his job. It's that sort of thing, right? Well, those people don't have any authority and shouldn't have any authority in doing anything, literally, to making any decisions. I mean, you know, they can probably be all right, you know, to fill the truck up with gas and this sort of thing. But anyway, compensation plans that would pay developers. Now, this is the part that many of us like in this bill. If you like any of it, this is what you like. The compensation plan that would pay developers or farmers for economic losses if the property is restricted by the Fish and Wildlife Service determination that development plans would harm protected species. We've had case after case of this happening where, if you remember a hospital, wasn't it, in California that found these flies, or somebody found the flies, and they had to move a hospital because there were flies there, certain kind of a little fly that was was endangered, and it was in California, I remember that. They had to move the building, an entire hospital building, because of this fly, and it's protected. It was some kind of a desert fly that needed that room. So when something like that happens, then that hospital should have been paid dearly for having to do that. Be paid by whom? Well, by whoever decided the fly ought to move it, right? Anyhow, Richard Pombo he's a Republican, and he is from California. And by the way, he belongs to RCAF, for whatever that's worth. And he's also a rancher. And he's been the driving force behind trying to get this endangered species bill brought up to date, so to speak. I want to see the thing repealed. I want it dead, dead, dead. And there's a lot of people out there that feel just like I do, including Jim Beers. The people, and Jim worked for the Fish and Wildlife Service for 30-some years, but anybody that realizes what's going on here can see that this is a destructive bit of legislation. He says, and this is what Pombo says, in this bill, it'll protect the small property owners. He says, yes, we do. You know what? We should do it, and we will. If the federal government steps in and takes someone's land for a highway, we pay for it. And I don't see people running down here saying that that's an entitlement. Pombo said if somebody their land is taken because of a endangered species, the government or somebody ought to pay for it. And then he goes on and he says the entitlement program, I'm replying to critics. He says we should shoot, shovel, and shut up. And this is the thing that has really spurred this on, and that is that many farmers, and if you've been listening to me for the last 11 years, right in the very first year of my broadcast, as far as the Common Sense Common Sense Coalition was concerned, I brought you up on shoot, shovel, and shut up, what that means. But I said, if I thought for a minute that I had some kind of an endangered species on my property, thing to do is eliminate it. You do not want it there. You don't want anybody to know that it's there because, hey, it's going to be a land taking. Well, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, Call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Returned. Discussing the Endangered Species Act, the Pombo Bill, so to speak, it's passed the House, as we mentioned, 229 to 193. There's 36 votes that in favor of the bill. So they had 36 votes to spare, but they expected a bigger difference than that. They wanted a larger margin, thought they had it. Anyhow, the representative from Missouri, Sam Graves, he's a Republican, by the way, he said on the House floor that he said the last thing you want on your property is an endangered species because you're going to do everything you can to prevent people from knowing it's there. But, he said, if we can get landowners to have an interest in this, he said, then we can go a lot further to save the species. And, you know, it brings up a point. Jeff, I don't know, did I show you that thing that grows in on our property every fall? Okay. See, we have a thing, and it's been there for a long time, I don't know, a decade at least or longer, and it comes up every year, and I don't know what it is. It's a beautiful thing, and I'm not going to describe it too much, but it's an enjoyable thing to watch it come up and grow, and it does it in exactly the same spot every year. And my wife said, you know, we ought to take some of that to a botanist or someplace and see what it really is. And I said, yeah, I'd like to know too, but I wouldn't dare. I wouldn't dare take that thing somewhere and somebody find, oh my gosh, we got... They haven't seen a thing like this since, let me see, I think that was recorded back when Lewis and Clark went up the trail. They saw one of those and didn't know what it was. Yes, this is an endangered species, and hey, it's, you know, and this is why people don't want it. People don't want that sort of, you know, you don't want, you're just afraid to say anything to anybody that there may possibly be anything that would be considered an endangered species, just like endangered habitat. If it's habitat for an endangered species, even they maybe never have been there, but it's still it can still tie up your property. And once it ties up, you say, well, you can't plow here. There's no cattle grazing. What are you going to do with it? Pay taxes on it. That's what you can do. And I guess, you know, it's worth more. They'll raise taxes on it because it has it would have an endangered thing out there that would make it more valuable. I don't know. But, hey, there's only one way to handle this endangered species bill, and that is to repeal the original bill. Let's stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. And when we return, we'll take phone calls, whatever. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. We'll be right back.
One and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We have returned. Now, William Judd, good friend of ours from Fredericktown, Missouri, sent a letter to Richard Pombo back in June. Of course, Pombo was on the Committee on Resources of the House of Representatives concerning this bill. And he said, and here's what he says, "Dear Chairman Pombo, the only proper reform of the Expired Endangered Species Act is total repeal. In other words, get rid of the darn thing, with immediate and full restitution to the many people and businesses which the act has harmed." In other words, Bill's saying, let's go back and all those people that have been hurt by it, let's pay them, okay? "The Endangered Species Act is a big and powerful tool which the environmental movement uses to tear down America's constitutional government and impose the bankrupt policies of socialism, and is a mechanism of fundraising for environmental organizations. The Endangered Species Act is not about saving species. The Endangered Species Act is about shutting down productive use of land, running people off their land, and enlarging the government's estates." Bill goes on to say, "We need to stop all transfer of wealth and property for species projects from the federal government to the state and local governments and to individuals and private organizations. Environmental organizations, land trusts, state conservation, wildlife agencies must not receive any federal public money for any reason. A judge is not a wildlife biologist and ought not to make any decision regarding species recovery. And how many times have we seen this where some judge says, yes, that's the way it is, and you're going to have to just give up your property. We're going to save this endangered little mouse or whatever it happens to be. Anyway, going on. Judd said the end of the practice of tax exemption for environmental organizations, land trusts, and federal agencies. All organizations that own or control land should pay to the county or city to which the land is located the same property tax money that would be paid by private property owners on the same land. And we've discussed this, but here comes the Department of Conservation. Or here comes some other land trust organization, and they buy this property. They get it from willing sellers. If they're not willing, they become willing sellers. And the minute they do, that land is off the tax rolls. Now, somebody will say, oh, yeah, but they pay in lieu of taxes. To my knowledge, I have never yet go to your county courthouse and do a little checking and see who paid taxes when it was property, private property, and see what the conservation organization is paying. And I will almost assure you that you will not find one instance where the government pays as much as a private individual was paying. They don't. They just don't do it. So when they say in lieu of taxes, that's just a lie. It's not in lieu of taxes. It's just a little carrot out there so that, you know, the horse will come in and let you catch him. That's all it amounts to. Anyway, he goes on and talks about how they should pay the total amount. That includes payment to counties by federal agencies such as the Forest Service, the Bureau of Land Management. The tax exemption on income must be ended for land trust and so-called not-for-profit environmental organizations, some of which have enormous yearly incomes and vast property holdings which are not now taxed, or they pay in lieu of taxes, which we have just discussed. Outlaw regulatory takings of privately owned land and property, says Bill. Just don't do it. If recovery is important enough to be worth shutting down private land, then recovery is worth paying the landowner for the privilege of using that land for a government-sponsored species recovery program. The current application of regulatory takings is nothing more than unconstitutional theft of private property, which ought to result in fines and prison time for the environmental organization's people and government agency people involved in that theft. And there's something else we have discussed over and over and over again. These people seem to be immune. The people that cause a problem, they say, oh, it's just, you know, I work for the government and the government told me to do this. Therefore, it may be a bad law, but I'm just carrying out orders. That's a lot of baloney. Those people should have, they're the ones that should, the individual should be suable on these things. Land which is legitimately needed for an environmental project or for any other government project, such as a highway or reservoir, must be leased and not purchased. The title of the land and property, the tax liability remaining with the private landowner. In other words, and that's the way it was with these railroads that came through the country. Now, in some instances, the railroads maybe did purchase the land, but in most instances, they didn't. And then the land was to go back, once it was no longer used for a railroad, the land was to go back to the property from which it was deeded off. And then some judge comes along and says, oh, that doesn't count anymore. You may have a deed, you may have it in your abstract, and you may be holding the title that says that is your property, but we changed that. We said that we're going to make a rails to trails out of that, and now people can ride their bicycles up and down your property. Anyway, He goes on and says that species must not be listed as endangered or threatened simply because they are decreasing in number in one area when they are existing in large numbers in other areas. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The American agriculture movement sympathizes with farmers and hurricane victims. Unfortunately, common sense environmental views were not followed by controlled, politically correct governmental officials. Instead, extremist views were followed opposing upgrading levees along the Mississippi River, Missouri River, and many other lakes and rivers. Some extreme environmentalists aim to socialize America, destroy land rights, champion the expired Endangered Species Act, implement United Nations Agenda 21, and destroy river dikes, levees, and dams. Join the American Agriculture Movement, the organization built and controlled by farmers. To join AAM, call 605-993-6201. That's 605-993-6201. Or go online to aaminc.org. Gold is back in the news, as I knew it would be. Why is gold rising, asked CNN? Well, because rising oil and gold together usually signal serious inflation ahead. But here's the best news. Gold could double faster than real estate in the next 5 years, according to the experts. Right now is the moment to take action before the prices go higher. Call the experts on gold. In my book, that's Swiss America, at 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. They'll explain how simple it is to diversify into gold, which is universally acknowledged as the best inflation-fighting asset the world has ever known. Ask for your copy of Rediscovering Gold, the book, and The Economic Solutions, the magazine, together a $30 value free today by calling 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. Discover why rising gold is inflation-proof.
Hey, why aren't you smiling? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and check out the People's Dental Plan. Are you staying away from the dentist because it's too expensive? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and save from 20 to 50% or more at the dentist with the People's Dental Plan. Do the kids need braces? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and join the People's Dental Plan. The People's Dental Plan covers your whole family with discounts on virtually all dental procedures. Cleanings, fillings, x-rays, braces, you name it. All for just $9.95 a month at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So if you're losing that healthy smile, you know the drill. Go to www.excellentsmile.com and join the money-saving People's Dental Plan today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says, an adolescent is a person who acts like a baby when he's not treated like an adult. Derry Brownfield!
And we're back. Talking about the Endangered Species Act that has passed the House. Now, I understand that it has very little chance of passing the Senate, at least as is written, because there's a few bits of common sense in here, and most senators don't understand anything like that. But as we were talking about this information that that I have here from our good friend down in Fredericktown, who sent the letter to Pombo, he says that shutting down, well, we were talking about how too many, there can actually be too many of these species in one area and not enough in some other area, and they call them endangered. And he said they should never be put on a list as endangered. Let's take wolves, for example. Yeah, there was no wolves left in the United States in the lower continental 48. But there's a zillion of them in Canada and Alaska, so why put them on the endangered species list? The same things, they're just a different place, okay? Then Bill goes on to say, shutting down the economy of an entire region to save some creature is an abomination. If the creature is living there, it is adapted to local conditions, including human presence and economic activity. Demanding that all logging stop in northwestern forests to save the spotted owl is not species recovery. It's an application of socialist political agenda designed to drive people and business out of the area and increase government ownership and control of the land. And that is so obvious. That's exactly what happened in the Pacific Northwest. Critical habitat designations that shut down millions of acres for the benefit of some bird or beast habitat is merely suitable, even though the creature does not live there and has not lived there during all in recorded history. In other words, they shut down land just because it is land where some endangered species could live. They're not there. Nobody ever saw one there. But, hey, they're going to shut the land down. Remember the ivory-billed woodpecker in Arkansas. Same situation there, okay? If a species is listed as endangered and later it is determined that the listing was in error, and we've had this. I remember this jumping mouse thing. Pueblos or something, jumping mouse. Oh, there's going to, if we don't save that mouse, there'll never be another jumping mouse. Then they found out through DNA that they're all alike. A jumping mouse is a jumping mouse. This is just another one of them. But it caused all kinds of havoc in the area where it wasn't jumping enough. And later it was determined that the listing was in error. Now, I like this. All persons and agencies that participated in the listing must be responsible for paying restitution. Well, you know that's not going to happen, but it's a good idea. Businesses, persons, and communities, and others who suffered economic or other harm because of the erroneous listing and the resulting restrictions should be paid by the people that caused the problem. Then he talks about the sunset provision. Well, the Endangered Species Act originally, as written, it had a sunset provision in it, and the thing expired. But so what? Doesn't make any difference if it expired. We still have it, don't we? It expired years ago, but we still have the Endangered Species Act. He says the sunset provision must be added to the Endangered Species Act, so the act expires after 5 years. And cannot be extended or funded. See, Congress keeps funding this blasted thing unless it is reauthorized by a recorded vote of all members of Congress. In other words, they want Bill here wants a voice vote so you know who voted how on this thing. And then he goes on and talks about eminent domain and other legalized property theft are entirely inappropriate for environmental and species projects. Stealing land through legal and regulatory means is still stealing and must result in fines and prison time for government personnel and agencies attempting to acquire the land. And you notice he keeps saying government personnel. I agree with that 100%. If you're going to take a job like that, hey, it's your job to do it right, and if not, then you should stand trial. It's just like in school board. If you're on the school board and the board messes up, you can actually sue the school board members. It ought to be that way with all government agencies. If wolves, cougars, or bears are in conflict with people and livestock, it is the wolves, cougars, and bears that must go, says Bill. And the persons responsible for reintroducing the wolves, cougars, and bears must be legally responsible for paying restitution. If declining species are worth saving, breed them for release. And I remember 10 years ago or longer, I said the very same thing. I said, well, good gosh, you can breed those things. We talked about it not too long ago about tigers. They act like all these. How many times have you seen that on a Discovery Channel? They have that little thing up there, save the tiger. Well, you can't get rid of tigers. I talked to some people that were in the tiger business. They were at the Missouri State Fair here a couple years ago. And they had a tiger act. And I said, do you let the tigers reproduce? Heavens no, we don't let them reproduce. They said they're just like cats. They'll have 2 litters a year, whatever. I can't remember. They gave me the details on it. He said, you can't give them away. The zoos don't want them because the zoos want little baby tigers of their own, because kids like to come out there and, oh, isn't that a cute little baby tiger? And then when they grow up, what do you do with them? You don't have to save the Bengal tiger because there's jillions of them, okay? He said salmon are a good example of raising them in confinement. Hatcheries produce salmon by the gazillions and return the fish to their native streams very successfully and inexpensively. The current use of the Endangered Species Act to shut down all human contact with a stream and even within the entire watershed on the theory that salmon numbers will increase is wasteful, ridiculous, immoral, criminal, and unconstitutional. It is also is ineffective and very costly. And then finally, Bill talks about the international species treaties and agreements. He said they must be forbidden. See, we have this with this goose thing. Geese are so plentiful. I mean, it is unreal how many geese there are in this United States today. But there is an international treaty on migratory fowl. You see, the Department of Conservation ought to just say, okay, let's get rid of some geese. Start shooting when you see them flying in the fall. And when you quit seeing them flying, quit shooting. We could cut them down considerably. But no, they just keep breeding and keep hatching and more and more of them. He said, get rid of those treaties. Environmental and species treaties and agreements are created to circumvent the U.S. Constitution and empower federal authorities to act in violation of the 10th Amendment. Governments may cooperate with regard to migratory species and other creatures of mutual interest, but must never be allowed to make treaties or formal agreements. You got a call. Marilyn, hey, good to have you back, Marilyn.
Yeah, hi, Derry. You know, this Tombo fellow is a congressman right here in my area.
Right.
Something about him, he's a fellow Republican, and something about him doesn't quite feel right. And I'll tell you why. He's not only a rancher out here in the valley, you know, there's a big valley where they raise everything here in California, but he's also a real estate agent, big time real estate agent. You can go down I-5 here from the San Francisco area down to L.A., you see Tombo real estate everywhere. Now, the thing about Tombo that confuses me is if he's so big on getting rid of the Environmental Species Act or protecting private property rights, why did he vote for CAFTA? A lot of us are wondering why a man like this, who supposedly is for the farmer and the ranchers and all that sort of thing, would vote for CAFTA, because that is the big problem right there. And, of course, we have FTAA coming up, too.
I'll tell you why he voted for CAFTA. Because he's a Republican, and he got a call from a Republican president said, you better vote for CAFTA.
Well,
don't you imagine that's how it worked?
Oh, I'm sure it is. You know, I'll tell you, the papers around here, and the San Jose Mercury News, San Francisco Chronicle, they've been having banner headlines, big banner headlines. Pombo seeks to gut ESA, da 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 da. But, you know, what you've been describing to me is I don't see him trying to gut it, because they still will have the right to take private property and just compensate you right. Now, what is just compensation? That can mean a lot of different things.
Well, you know what it is when the government makes it just compensation.
Well, I tell you, I don't trust him, but maybe I'm just being paranoid, but something about him just doesn't ring right. That's all I got to say. Okay. I know he's probably one of the better guys, but let's hope that what he's doing is really going to benefit property owners, because you and I both know that the ESA is just a way for the government to get their hands on more and more of our property and out of their private realm.
You know, you mentioned one of the better guys. Better isn't good enough. You know, you got to be best. You can't be just partially wrong. If you're partially right, then that means you're partially wrong, so you're still wrong. But hey, thanks for the call, Marilyn. Keep listening. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned Pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
And we have returned. Let's go back to the telephones. Ron in Kansas. Hi, Ron. You're on the air.
Hi, Derry. Say, I'm calling about your Rails to Trails thing that I was listening to. I've got a friend of mine that's a banker. He owns a bank up north of Topeka, and he had these rails go through his property, and he owns a lot of property, being a banker, you know. And they came out and took down, you know, the rails and everything, so he got ready to put his fence through there, and he said, no, you can't do that. You know, we're going to turn that into a horse riding trail and bicycle.
Horse riding trail?
Yeah, so that they can
see,
go down.
The one that runs through our country, you can't ride a horse on.
Well, anyway, these things, they were going to make this rail to trails nonsense, and it was coming north from Topeka, and it was going to go to Meriden, where he lived. And he said, well, you all can go so far, but you aren't coming across my property. And he got a lawsuit against him, and he's the kind of old boy that after he gets through making a loan to you, instead of rushing you out the door, he'll sit around and smoke his pipe and visit for a half hour or so with you, and he even walk you to the door talking to you. So I'm sitting listening to him, and he was telling me, he said, they came up and they weren't even going to compensate me. They just said, we're just going to do it. And he took it to the Kansas Supreme Court, and they upheld the verdict in his favor, that was his land. And he said it's very specific. It says when that they're done with it, the railroad is to deed that property or the use of the property back to him.
Right.
And he said these guys are coming in, they're just confiscating it, and like the ACLU, when it comes in, we'll sue. And everybody bows down and says, don't sue, you know, just do anything you want. You leave me alone. And this old boy said, I'm not going to take this land down.
Now, are you sure? See, I've heard a very similar story to this.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure that he didn't have a different kind of a deed on that piece of property?
I'm not sure what kind of deed. He would talk to you if you want to talk to him.
We won't do it right now, but mm-hmm. you might give Jeff your telephone number when we get through here. But mm-hmm. You see, a judge, a federal judge, and I know in Missouri, and I think it's a national thing that these rails to trails, this judge just decided that, hey, we'd rather have trails than we would give it back. And I don't know, but it seems to me like I've heard a story similar to this, that in this one instance, they never could prove somehow that the railroad ever had any right to that land in the first place. But I can't remember the details. But
I can't either.
Give Jeff your number. I'll talk to you after we get off the air.
Okay.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You know, talking about these endangered species here, Missourians who want to help conserve endangered species, ranging from Indiana bats to Ozark cavefish and blind salamanders, can do their part by joining the Missouri Conservation Heritage Foundation's Endangered Species Walk or Run, October the 8th. You're going to be able to help these blind salamanders now by running. Participants can choose a 5K or a 10K run. Those who want a less strenuous work can opt for a 5K walk. K? You know, in Missouri, we don't have Ks, we have miles. Kilometers are for people that live in Australia and over in Europe. Here in the United States, we don't have kilometers, we have miles. Let's talk about kilometers and miles right after these messages. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Despite popular beliefs, experience is not the best teacher. It's the worst teacher. Learning from your mistakes is expensive and time-consuming. The best way to learn is by other people's experience. And when it comes to protecting your private property rights, the Paragon Foundation has lots of experience. The Paragon Foundation has been down a few long, hard roads and have learned a lifetime of lessons. So learn your lessons the easy way. Join the Paragon Foundation today. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877, that's toll-free, 847-3443. Or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Hi, this is Mary Lou Retton for Lifeline Communications with exciting news. Now, Lifeline is offering you two new reasons to switch. The first is their 6.9 cent value plan. It's long-distance service at 6.9 cents per minute with no monthly fee and 6-second billing increments. That's less expensive than any of the big long-distance carriers. The other plan is called Lifeline Unlimited. For those of you who need to talk a lot and not worry about how much you're spending, this is the plan for you. It's one bill for both local phone service and long distance, plus 10 calling features. The price is as low as $49.95 per month. And don't forget that a portion of your payments to Lifeline will be donated to the ministry of your choice. All of this from the largest telecom company in America, dedicated to building the kingdom of God.
Call 1-800-311-2648. 1-800-311-2648. Taxes, fees, and surcharges not included. Terms and conditions apply. Zetel is the telecommunications provider of Lifeline Unlimited.
Have returned. Now, I was just looking here now, this endangered species thing, if you want to really help these endangered species all the way from the Ozark crayfish and the blind salamander to the Indiana bats, you can walk or run 5K or 10K. K stands for kilometers. And in Missouri, we don't have kilometers. We have miles. I remember when the highway department, and I guess it was the feds that did it because it was over on Interstate 70, they put up kilometer signs on some of the highways. And they didn't last long. The signs disappeared. People didn't like the idea of having kilometers. So here we are, the politically correct Department of Conservation wants to impose the New World Order on us, Missouri hillbillies, and blind salamanders with kilometers instead of miles. You know, it's kind of funny. I remember one year, and I can't understand why people go out and pay to walk. Why don't they just give them the money? And we had some kids came to me one time, good friend of ours, daughter, and she said, "Derry, would you donate to a walk? We want to raise money for the rodeo club." And I said, "Heck no, I wouldn't pay you to walk. Where are you going to walk?" I said, "I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give the rodeo club day's wages for how many of you can bring down here and work." And that was at that time my kids were all gone, and these were some kids that my kids had known, but they were all out of, you know, one was living in New Mexico in the oil patch, and the other one was traveling around the world, and I said, I'll hire you. Well, that's fine. I said, "Now, I don't want you to bring some bull riders." I said, "I bring somebody that knows how to work stock." And gee whiz, there were two girls and two boys showed up, and I tell you what, we got a lot done. But to go out and pay somebody to walk, at least they could be picking up tin cans or something as they go. Anyhow, maybe I am just a little bit ridiculous, but I feel like... You got a caller there, Jeff?
No, sir, I don't.
Okay.
They called too late. You got something else over there?
They called too late? Yeah, I got something else.
Okay, go for it.
Hey, I can go for hours.
I was going to... You said kilometers versus miles and the sign and all that. I meant to ask you, did you get your sign? You were going to get a sign out there on your road.
Yes, I did.
I didn't see it.
It's there. Okay. One on each end. And I'll tell you what, we're doing a lot better since we got those signs. The signs were... See, I've been picking up trash on this property. By the way, a kilometer... is 0.62 tenths of a mile, or hundredths of a mile. So 10 Ks is 6 2/10 miles, 5 Ks is 3.1. But I'd been picking up trash ever since we moved into this neighborhood 30-some years ago. And I know I picked up tons of it. And I finally got disgusted. My daughter's the one that got disgusted. I would just stop all the time, throw it in the back of the pickup. And she called the county commissioner and said, "We need some signs out there, no dumping signs, no littering signs." And anyway, they came out and looked and said, "Well, that road's so clean, you don't need any signs." So I wrote this letter and I explained to them why the road was clean, and they did. They put a sign up at each end. That's not the sign I wanted. The sign I want says, I don't know if it's $1,000 or $10,000 fine for littering, and I've seen them in certain places. I want the one that's got the money on it. But anyway, they just put up two little no littering signs, and sure enough, I haven't picked up nearly as much stuff as I have in the past. So I guess the people do read, and maybe they do pay attention. And I appreciate that, because I get tired of picking up other people's stuff.
Maybe you could just put a trash can underneath each sign. Maybe that would help even further.
You think that would help? Then I'd have to pick up the trash cans. They'd blow away. The neighbor's dogs would get in them. That won't work either. Anyhow, it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you, while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.